What is it you want, Barry? What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dying time's here.
Come with me if you want to live.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
The Force will be with you. Always.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to 20th Century Geek. I'm your regular host, Scott Weatherly, and today we are joined by James Aquilone, back, actually. We had him on before to talk about the Holchek collection of short stories and comics that we did a couple of years ago, actually, I think, maybe. But we're going to talk some more Holchek. You're back, James. And what are you going to tell us about today?
Well, we're talking about Holchek again.
Yes.
And I, you know, you can always talk about Holchek, just like you can keep watching those old episodes over and over and over again.
Indeed. Yeah. Limited, but, you know, they are good. They are. I've been watching me. I actually went back because we're going to be talking about tonight the Night Stalker, the original TV movie. This is the novel that's on. It's a Kickstarter campaign. It's got until July 16th is the end date. You're doing incredibly well on it. It's doing brilliantly, which is fantastic news. But what it is, this is for a hardback, is it?
Yeah. It's for we're just doing the hardcover.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to do like a really nice edition for the original novel. This is the original novel that everything else was based off of.
Mm.
And it's never been a really nice edition. It was never been like a hardcover edition with illustrations like this. So I thought, you know, since the show is so popular and influential, that it's a really nice edition like this.
Yeah, no, it feels like it deserves it. I mean, this is the thing. I did, you know, a little bit. It's written by Jeff Royce. It was originally written as a prose novel and then was sort of shipped about and then became the TV movie that then became the show. Mine's something, like you said, it's only been released once before, and it was as a tie-in edition after the Night Strangler. So they were, because Jeff Royce wrote a novelization of that, so they were released as paperback pairs. So yeah, this is the first time in almost 50 years, 45 years or so that you know.
There was a reprint maybe 20 years ago, but I think it's out of print now. And they had taken out a bunch of stuff for some reason.
Ah.
We threw it and we wanted to make it as close to the original as possible. And we noticed there was a lot of sometimes there were just paragraphs missing, and there's a bibliography at the end, which is are all the books that Holchek supposedly used.
Nice.
To read vampires, and that was taken out. So we put all that stuff back in. We fixed all the typos, and there were errors too. And, you know, they were like they had like misspellings on like cities and names and things like that. So we tried to fix it as much as possible and make it as close to the original as we could.
So this is really going back to the source material and giving it a, you know, the due that it deserves, going back and giving it a thing. Before we get into the content, how did this come about then? You know, because I know you did the sort of the collection previously, but how did this come about then to do to go back and do this original Jeff Royce novel?
Well, a few months ago, I got the rights to Holchek, so now I'll be publishing all of the Holchek books and material. So I thought it would be appropriate for the first project to do the first book. So that's how it really started. I had done the 50th anniversary graphic novel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's what, 2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did it for the 50th anniversary of the first TV movie, which came out in January of 1972. Yeah, we launched that campaign the day before the anniversary. So I guess, yeah, it's 2.5 years ago. But we were promoting that for months before that too. So that's why it seemed like it was even longer.
Yeah.
So we were working on that for about 6 months before we even launched the Kickstarter. And then it was a year working on the book itself. So it was a long time working on that. So I've been working on Kolchak for quite some time in the last, I guess, 3 years, 3.5 years.
Different projects each time, but yeah, like you can get closer. So this obviously is the source novel. Not read it. I haven't read it or the because they're out of print. They're incredibly sort of rare to get. I even did a little bit of research on like, you know, A-Books and eBay and stuff. Like, they're still on there, but like, yeah, good copies or in good quality copies are very rare and very expensive.
And it's hard to get.
Yeah. So, you know, it's good to get it to you. How, I'm assuming you've read it. You've obviously done the work on it. You know, on the stuff aside. I'm a big novelization fan. And I'm also sort of a, you know, I'm always fascinated when you find these things that sort of started off as a novel or an unpublished novel to begin with, become another form of medium. Having read it, how close then is it from source novel to what got on screen in 72?
It's pretty close. It's pretty much the same plot. Probably plot wise, probably the biggest thing is the ending. It's a little different. The ending of the TV movie, it's just Kolchak and I forget his name now, the FBI agent,
yeah,
go into the house, and it's basically Kolchak confronts Janusz,
yes,
from the novel. They give you the pronunciation, but in the novel, the whole police force show up. And they basically like force Kolchak. They go like, you think he's a vampire, you go ahead and stake him. And he's like, oh, I don't want to stake him. And he's like, no, you well, the guy. And so that's a little different. A lot of even like Kolchak's narration is taken right from the book. I would say most of like the major scenes are in. The only thing that's really different is that Jeff Rice is a character in the book. The idea is that Jeff Rice in real life was a Las Vegas reporter.
Yeah.
Right. So the novel takes the idea is that it's years later, or it's a little bit after the events of Las Vegas, you know, and the vampire is already dead at that point. And Jeff Rice meets Kolchak. And Kolchak tells him about this story and gives him all the material and gives him the papers, because it was originally called the Kolchak Papers.
So yes. He
gives him the story. And then it's Jeff Rice who's
telling his saga, telling his story.
Right. And then Jeff nice. Throughout the book then chimes in with comments and notes and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
The only real difference. Other than that, it's the same story.
Yeah. No, I like that. That's a great idea, because that harkens back to like the original, like the pulp novels of like the 30s, of sort of like, you know, the tales of the shadow being told by sort of, you know, Maxwell Grant and all that kind of stuff. So I always like that kind of thing. Bring it in, and like there's a meta level to it as well, which is kind of cool. So,
right, and that's where you get like stuff like the bibliography. So there's like little materials they throw in. So it's like a. It's weird, yeah, because you have a real life reporter who's dealing with a fictional reporter, but it's written the way a reporter would write this story.
Nice, I like that. That'd be quite cool.
And you all the kind of notes. So it's kind of like a historical document the way they.
So it's almost presented almost like a true crime sort of story of like this is how it is. Yeah, nice. I like that. That's a really cool idea. For this edition, though, like I say, we've got the story, you know, the novel, and as you sort of alluded to, you know, prose on its own, wonderful, but you're going to add more to it. So this is going to be an illustrated edition as well. And you've got Russ Braun doing interior art as well.
Yeah, he did the cover. And so he's done already three of the illustrations. And then since the campaign did so well, we added another three, so we'll have six illustrations in there, and the chapter heads have artwork too, so it's like a really nice looking inside.
Oh, lovely! But it doesn't stop there, because one of the things I'm always fascinated, you've got you've got an afterword by Rodney Barnes, a foreword by Dave DeSmorchin. How did those come about as well?
Well, they're huge Kolchak fans, so. David Desmalchian, he contacted me a few years ago, Because he wanted to write for the graphic novel.
So
campaign, I heard from him on Twitter. And he says, I'm a big Kolchak fan. I would love to, you know. And I wanted to get him in, but we had already added about, I think, 3 or 4 people to that graphic novel and was already way over budget. So I was really scared at that point to add another one. That would just kill us. So I had to turn him down at the time. So he felt bad about that. So I knew that once I, you know, as soon as I got another Kolchak project going, then he was the first person.
He was on it.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. That's it goes to show, doesn't it? Like you say, this the character of Kolchak, it's sort of you know, there's a cult mentality, but if you are a fan, like you are a fan. Like, you know, you wanna be a part of it, you wanna contribute to the mythos and the history of it. So that's really cool. The final thing I'm sort of kind of excited about for is I'm probably going to really butcher this name. Mark Dordoviak?
Dowidziak.
Dowidziak, there you go. Yeah, right, contributing an essay. So, you know, so we're getting some analysis and sort of consideration of it as well. So this...
He knew Jeff. So he's also a reporter. So they were, I don't know if they worked together, but they were very close friends.
Mm.
Mark also wrote the Night Stalker Companion, which was the nonfiction book about Kolchak, and it's pretty much he's like the authority on Kolchak. I mean, if you have any Kolchak questions, you hit
him. He's the man.
He knows. So I wanted him to write like a profile on Jeff. So he had a very interesting life. You know, he wasn't only a reporter, but his father was a co-owner of the Dunes Hotel in Las Vegas, and the hotel also shows up in the novel, and I think in the TV movie. So there was kind of a conflict of him writing this book because his father was part of the establishment in Las Vegas, and the book I think gets more into it than the TV movie in terms of like the cover up,
yeah,
and the conspiracy, as far as them, making sure that no one knew that there was a vampire in Las Vegas, which Jeff was really like talking about the corruption in Vegas at the time. So he supposedly was like not welcome in Las Vegas after that, just like Kolchak. So
yes,
a lot of parallels between Jeff's life and Kolchak.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. So it's sort of a commentary on Vegas of the period. That's kind of cool. So this really is, but we've got there. You've gone back. You've cleaned up the source material. I mean, this is like, if you're a Kolchak fan, you've got all the the episodes. But this is almost like your Blu-ray box set kind of deal for the novel. This is going back, and you've got like a definitive edition. I mean, it looks great. The artwork it's on Kickstarter. Go check out the Kickstarter campaign because you've got some of the examples of the illustrations. The cover's great. I love the cover. It's going to be a nice, hefty book, and it's going to have great content. I think this is going to be good. So yeah, people go check it out. What's next though? You mentioned that I'm going to not so much push past because we will come back to it. But you mentioned that you've now got the rights to Kolchak. Is that, I'm assuming, is that like all rights, or is it like comics and books, or written rights, or is it like
it's literary rights, so
literary.
We don't have the rights to the to do a movie or a TV show.
But so does that mean we're going to get more Kolchak projects? And what's sort of tickling around in the brain at the moment? If you could sort of not tease. I mean, I do know that following the Night Strangler, the script of that was obviously novelized by Jeff Rice. So there's that as well that's kicking about, and there's other things. So could we see more of these book projects in the future?
Well, we'll be doing original stuff after this. So we'll be doing comics, we'll be doing novels, anthologies.
And
projects I'm probably doing in the fall, and that'll be a comic book project. We might also reprint The Night Strangler, but that's a little... I mean, I just have to figure out... We have to figure out the rights, because... The Night Stalker was a
novel first. Before. Yeah.
And they adapted that. But The Night Strangler is a weirder situation because then Richard Matheson wrote the screenplay. Mm. And then Jeff did a novelization of that. But I think Jeff still has the copyright of The Night Strangler. So we'll have to sort that out. It's not as clear with The Night Stalker. But I think we can reprint The Night Strangler. So we just have to figure that out. And then we'll try to do you know, a similar...
Yeah. Oh, they look good. Good next to each other on the shelf, as I'm telling you. Oof, yeah. Nice. So that's it, though. So that's exciting, though. That's the other thing. You know, aside from that, you're saying that more original content, more comics, more sort of like, you know, more novels, all those bits and pieces. So, yeah, this is sort of a, you know, this could be the birth of a new culture era, really, from an entertainment point of view, from a literary point of view.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because now. We're also doing it still in the original timeline of the TV show and the books. So Kolchak would have been born in 1922.
Mm.
So, you know, if we did a story in the 1980s, then he'd be in his 60s. The previous publisher had Kolchak in the modern era, so he was always like 50 years old, but in our time.
Moving that sliding time scale kind of thing.
But I don't feel like it works as well because I don't want to see Kolchak with a cell phone or a computer. I don't want him to be Gen X either, you know? But I like the retro stuff and I like the it being a like a period piece and having him back in the 70s,
mm.
but also having the ability to move him around. And see stories in the 60s and the 80s, maybe even the 90s, but you know, age him appropriately.
Yeah, no, it's good. And I agree with that because I think, you know, one of the things about that was that, you know, having watched those episodes or the, you know, the TV show and the films and stuff, he is a reporter from a bygone age. Like, he's not a modern reporter. Like, you know, I don't want him sort of, you know, you wouldn't want Kolchak reporting on BuzzFeed or something like that. Like, you know, exactly. Yeah, it doesn't have that same sort of cachet, I think, as a you know, let's call him a golden era reporter. So no, I agree with you on that, and that's really exciting to me that, like, you know, it's someone that's got, I feel similar with, like, with there are other characters. I'm going to put him parallel to, like, James Bond. Like, to me, having read the original Fleming books, when they do the modernizations of the other ones, you sort of go, you know, it works in the film, but you read the novels, and I'm like, yeah, I want, you know, I kind of prefer that sort of 60s and 50s era. So that's exciting to keep that timeline. So yeah, so what's the sort of timescale for this? So they've got July 16th. I'm going to keep saying the date to everyone, and the link's down below. July 16th is the end of is the thing. Some really good. What are the rewards then? We'll sort of wrap around that. What are the rewards then that people can get for the different levels of
well, we have backing. We have the prints of the illustration, so you can get a set of the prints. We just added t-shirts, which are really cool, and they're selling well. We have a Kolchak button. We have some of the older stuff. We have the Kolchak poster.
Mm-hmm.
Which lists all of the episodes and the TV movies and their air dates, and we have the one shot comic from the previous campaign too, which has three stories in it, written by Steve Niles, David Avalone, and me, and I think that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, we still have some signed copies of Killadelphia that Rodney Barnes signed. I think we have maybe like 10 of those. And I'm hoping to add some more signed stuff if I can get the guys to
contribute. If you can twist their arm a little bit.
yeah, because everyone loves the signed stuff, but sometimes it's hard to get. And it's also a lot of shipping back and forth too.
Yeah.
So if we can get signed books, we make them available, but sometimes they're in very limited quantity.
Excellent. Well, it's exciting stuff. This is some really good rewards. I'm just looking at it. I've got Kickstarter on the screen just over here. So I'm just sort of flicking through and going, yeah, this is some really cool stuff. The t-shirts look great. The art prints, you know, because I love those illustrations, like stark black and white kind of design. They're really effective. So yeah. So yeah, it's exciting. This is it. This is the birth of a new era. I think, you know, having gone back and watched it again. You and I talked about the graphic novel and some of the shows sort of, you know, 2 years ago or so. We're now talking about this novel. There's a part of me thinking, do you know what? I haven't really talked about and done a deep dive into the TV films in the show. So I'm thinking that's going to come at some point very soon now. Sort of, you've kindled it in me now, James. This is a problem. And as someone who's a bit of a collector, like, this is a kind of a problem.
Well, that's the thing. I actually try to stay away from watching the episodes and the TV movies because then it gets me too much like thinking, you know, and thinking, well, we can do this, we can do that. So it comes up on YouTube almost all the time because I'm always searching for it. So it always pops up and then I'm like, oh, I don't want to sit there and watch it because then all the ideas start sparking and then I can't do anything else. So I almost try to avoid cult check, at least, you know, on TV.
The idea paralysis. I know what that's like. Yeah. No, that's it. Yeah, well, maybe one day, say we'll reach out and, you know, we'll be talking about the next project. We'll find out what the next thing is. It's new novels and all that kind of stuff. But yes, should say, just if you want to go find out more, obviously go check out the Kickstarter, don't believe. But also, this is obviously being published by your company, Monstrous Books. And so you can go find that at monstrousbooks.com. And there's not just Kolchek and stuff on there. You have got the other bits and pieces where you've got other comics. You know, I'm just looking at now, you've got Dead Detectives, Monstrous, lots of other things going on over there. So go check that out as well. And I'll provide the link down below for that as well. So it's all good. It's all great. It's fantastic, exciting stuff. So I'm going to say, James, good luck. I don't think you need it. I've seen the pledges.
You're doing pretty good.
But thank you for coming on. Anything else you'd like to pimp at this point or promote?
Well, I'm actually running a second crowdfunding campaign with Jonathan Mayberry. Has a graphic novel that he's doing with his Joe Ledger character. So it's the first time Joe Ledger is getting his own graphic novel. But that's running on BackerKit, and that's ending, I think, next Wednesday.
Mm.
And we need a few. We need a few more backers to get that funded. So if you can check that out, Joe Ledger on
Joe Ledger, and that's on BackerKit. BackerKit.
BackerKit, not Kickstarter. Yeah, right. BackerKit is now doing crowdfunding, too, and they don't really have the community that Kickstarter has. But they do have some cool features to their campaigns. So we kind of had to do it because the publisher is in South Africa.
Mm.
And Kickstarter won't allow people from South Africa to run Kickstarters for some reason.
How very bizarre. Very selective.
Yeah. They only have a few countries that they allow to do Kickstarters. And South Africa is not one of them.
But okay, well, the link down below for that as well. So we've got a week for that. This is coming out on Wednesday, the 26th. So if you're listening, you've got a week to go check that out as well. But go check that out. But yeah, that's brilliant. So yeah, go check out those links. Let us know. And also, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a fan of Kolchek, and I know sort of, you know, a good friend of mine, Tony Farina, who is, I've already put him in the linked him through to the Kickstarter. He'll be listening to this. Make sure you go check these things out. Spread the word. You know, let's make this a great big success. We look really looking forward to seeing how it goes. But James, thank you very much for coming on. Really appreciate your time. And I'm sure, you know, if you're able to focus in and watch the show, maybe we'll talk about, you know, we will get you on to talk about the original films at some point in the future. And maybe we can even get David on. You know, I've got an in now on people that know, so we can actually talk about it. That'd be great. Anyway, I shall let you go, but thank you very much. As I say, ladies and gentlemen, check out the links. But for here, you know, if you like what we're doing, leave a review. Check out our Patreon. We've got all kinds of bits and pieces on there. More content, additional film reviews from both this and our sister podcast, Stories Out of Time and Space. But for now, James, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. We'll see you again soon.